Have you ever heard of the term grasping at straws? Well, I think in this case, the defense, or at least the defense lawyers in the case of Kaylee Anthony and her mother, Casey Anthony, are grasping at anything they can get. There's psychics and there's private investigators, and now the attack goes against the meter reader, Roy Kronk, and a lazy deputy, and I'm going to call him the lazy deputy, Richard Kane. But really, when it boils down to it, who allegedly is responsible for the death of Kaylee Anthony? Her name is Casey, and she's sitting in jail. Is it possible that there's a co-accused in this case that we don't know about, that law enforcement doesn't know about? Sure. But as I look outside here in Saskatchewan, where I live, and the wind chill is at minus 49, the chances of me running around out in front of my house in a Speedo and body surfing down the street are about the same as having someone come forward to admit that it wasn't Casey Anthony that did this, that it was actually them. Lay off the deputy. He needs a kick in the pants for being lazy. Lay off Kronk. He's a guy that just wanted to help, and we have to wonder why civilians nowadays don't like to call the police. Focus on the investigation, who's responsible, and let a jury decide. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.